Brad Davison, good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well. Now, this Saturday at Rose Hill, we've got the Civic Stakes and the noms are out there.
Yeah, exactly right. We're on a heavy nine there at the moment. But look, a couple of good days and then potentially a shower later in the week. So we'll see how that pans out. I'm sure we'll be on a wet track to some degree, but hopefully we can get back in that soft range. But yeah, the noms are out there for the Civic on the weekend, $150,000 listed race over the 1350. 16 nominations, including Freewood, who's there to back up after finishing down the track there on the weekend, but probably wasn't given the greatest steer, so she might be able to bounce back there. But look, there's a host of decent horses there. Dealmaker off a last start win. Sambro's knocking on the door as well. Crack me up off, or good first up run anyway, and then down the track second up. But I suppose a lot of questions as well around Trumbull, guys. He's knocking on the door. He just can't get that win. We know he's a bit slow out of the gates, but he'll get another chance there over the 1350 on the weekend.
Dave, I'll ask Adam Pengilly the same question, but exciting to see racing back in Singapore.
Yeah, exactly right, Clarkie. July 11 is the date they're set to return there, to return to racing over there. It's obviously been some tough times over there, and while we've been able to continue in Australia, they haven't had the same luck over there in Singapore. So July 11, really important them to get back and racing, and hopefully, you know, continue to see it as we have done right across the world.
Mm. What about this interesting runner at Ipswich tomorrow? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, Loz, I'm not sure if they're going to run or not because there's no jockey down and a wide gate, 63 kilos, but it's in the acceptances, and not often you see a horse. It's called Fighting Hard, a 12-year-old here, hasn't raced since June 2013. So that's quite a break. Hasn't trialled, I don't think, officially for a couple of years as well. But like I said, whether it takes place or not, I'm not 100% sure. But not often you see the 12-year-olds going around and a horse off that break as well.
Yeah, it's an ex-Hong Kong horse, I believe. Yeah, it was 2013 running around at the
Shard. That'd have to be the longest gap between runs, wouldn't it?
Pretty close. Yeah.
The Shar Tin All Weather Surface was the last time it ran around. 16th of June 2013. Wow. The Melbourne Cup this year, Cross Counter, former winner. Will it be coming back?
Yeah, well, I guess a lot depends, Jared, around this, you know, the COVID and how we're looking come the springtime. But the stable definitely have flagged their intentions that they want to come back for another tilt at the Melbourne Cup. Obviously, it was a just third there in the Ascot Gold Cup, last week, so was beaten a fair way. But we know, you know, when, like a lot of horses, when they come to Melbourne, we generally see the best, and Cross Counter being a winner. He's got some fond memories already in Melbourne, so definitely still on the agenda for the Melbourne Cup later in the year, providing all goes okay with that COVID, of course.
Now, we've got a new segment on Wednesdays with you, Dave. What are you chatting about tomorrow?
Yeah, well, last week, Loz, we spoke about jockeys and, you know, who we thought the best jockeys were in Sydney and what to look out for and whatnot. This week, we'll have a bit of a chat about trainers. And in particular, we'll talk a bit about the style of different trainers as well. You know, some stables, they really get their horses ready to rumble and ready to fire first up from a spell, where others, you've got to be really careful backing their horses first up, because generally they just let the horses you know, race into fitness, so to speak. So we'll talk a bit about that. We'll talk a bit about, you know, who we consider to be the best trainers around, and also some trainers to look out for in the future as well. Just some rising stars doing some good things in country and provincial regions that, you know, punters can keep an eye on going forward as well.
Got like any today?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've got four tips today, Hawkesbury and Port Macquarie. So the three for Hawkesbury, first of all, on the on the soft seven there today. Race two, number five, Far Away Jewel to start with. This horse has trialled up very well leading into this on a couple of occasions. Love the turn of foot she showed in one particular trial this time in. Now, her grandam was Monsoon Wedding, who's a sibling to Reduce Choice, Manhattan Rain, horses like that. So she's a very well-bred filly. Already some good firm up for her throughout betting. So expecting her to be hard to hold out there. Race two, number five. Race four, number 12, Molly Coddle, was my best of the day. Ran second to Angel Helena last time out at this track. Now, they ran good time there, and of course, Angel Helena was beaten in a bob of the heads in a Saturday race there on the weekend. I've got a feeling this horse is quite a good wet tracker. That was on a soft five or on a seven today. She's trialled well on soft ground, and her mum was an absolute mudlark, won 3-4 on heavy ground. So I think she's going to really revel in the conditions today and be hard to beat. Race four, number 12, Molly Coddle. Best value for me there, bit of a throw at the stumps here. Race 7, number 5, Captain Mannering. Amazing guys. This guy's actually, last 18 starts have all been at Kembla Grange, and I think it's something like 51 out of 68 career starts at Kembla Grange. So he's at Hawkesbury today. He won't know himself. But look, he's going great guns, this 9-year-old. Three of his last four runs have all been full of merit. I just thought at $13 in an open race, he can run you a cheeky race each way in the last. And the one for me at Port Macquarie today for the Kimwar Yard, race 4, number 3, Seeing is Believing. Looks really well placed there today. Yes, maybe a touch of a concern on the wet track, but look, his form last preparation in City Grade, he ran some really good races, and looks a great kicking off point for him there at Port Macquarie for a horse that always races well first up.
Gosh, I've just watched Molly Coddle, your best there, go 4 into $3.50, Davo. Great to talk to you, mate.
Cheers, guys.